Christmas greetings to all of you gathered here today. I love this gospel story, don't you? I mean, we all know it so well, this miracle play in two parts. The first part is all shades of gray, the peasant couple, the crowded inn. The second part, all glory and light with angels to boot. It's so familiar, but rather extraordinary all the same. For one thing, why is it so familiar? We hear it every year, of course, but there are lots of stories we hear every year. Jesus' baptism and transfiguration, for example, but no one puts up little plastic models of Jesus and the dove and the River Jordan on their mantles. The Christmas story with the shepherds and angels does not even have a major presence in the Gospels. All four include the account of Jesus' baptism, and three tell the story of his transfiguration. Matthew has the baby and the manger, that was Sunday's reading, but he includes the three wise men and no shepherds or angels. Only Luke tells of the baby and the manger, with the angel chorus following afterwards. Yet three of our most popular Christmas carols focus on the shepherds. Hark the herald angels sing, of course, Angels We Have Heard on High, and the First Noel. And when you Google Christmas manger, almost every single image that comes up includes shepherds and angels. That's including the Christmas nativity manger wallpaper. The secular world as a whole has latched onto the story, as most of you have noticed as you pass through malls and shopping centers, splattered everywhere with angels co-opted from Luke's gospel. My favorite secular reference to the story is from the old TV special, A Charlie Brown Christmas, that's been around since I was little and that my family still watches every year on DVD. Charlie Brown, as you may remember, spends most of the half-hour show trying to find the true Christmas spirit, but the world he lives in defeats him every time. When he tries to direct the school Christmas show, his cast deserts him. When he buys the school Christmas tree, his friends tease him mercilessly because it's so small and scraggly. Even his dog, Snoopy, sells out to commercialism when his doghouse wins the best decoration contest. Finally, at the end of the show, Charlie Brown cries out helplessly, "Isn't there anyone who can tell me the true meaning of Christmas?" I don't know if you remember that scene. Then little Linus steps forward, like a Greek chorus or one of Shakespeare's fools, or a prophet like Isaiah speaking the truth out of the shadows.